know the themes, you know the time. It is Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, sitting in for David Fair this week, and I am thrilled to be doing this. And I'm also thrilled to see that Russ Collins is here and is not totally worn out from Cinetopia yet. Russ, thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And Cinetopia is really knocking the socks off in a film festival sense. And
runs through May 19th, is that correct?
That's right. Runs through Sunday. And the main part of the festival has played in Ann Arbor. But we continue to do films throughout the weekend. So today we've got a film called Mr. Jimmy, which is about a Japanese guitarist who knows all of the Led Zeppelin riffs by Jimmy Page.
That is a nearly impossible feat, as many people may know.
Yeah, so it's very cool. And an American short story about Norman Mineta, who is the Secretary of Transportation. And he's going to be here. Secretary Mineta is going to be at the screening tonight.
Excellent.
At 7 o'clock. The Ann Arbor Jewish Film Festival, which is part of the Cinetopia Festival, continues with a couple of screenings. And then tonight in Detroit at the Senate Theater, we've got Detroit Voices, which is our competitive short film program that we do. So all of the finalists and ultimately winners will be there, starting with a 6 o'clock screening at the Senate Theater and then a party afterwards. And then we open up in a big way in Royal Oak at the Imagine Theater down in Royal Oak with a whole bunch of films. So this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be at the Imagine in Royal Oak. Mm-hmm. But again, we continue with screenings at the Angel Hall on the University of Michigan campus here in Ann Arbor. We've got some stuff at the Michigan and State as well through the weekend. And then we wrap up in Ann Arbor with a really cool film called Autonomy, which is about automated driver cars.
Right.
And,
which is Ann Arbor is becoming a real pioneer, and thanks to the M-City research that's been going on in the last few years or so.
That's absolutely true. And the closing night party from 4 to 8 is going to be at the M-City's location. So that's going to be a blast. And the film is screening at 2 o'clock. So that's going to be great.
But of course, if you just need an excuse to party, there you go. It's all about Cinetopia and Autonomy.
That's right. Absolutely. And again, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of films playing between now and the time the festival closes on Sunday evening. And so go check it out. We've got Skyline High School has done this thing called the Legacy Project, which they interview seniors in the community that they know. It could be their grandparents. It could be a neighbor. It could be someone from their church. And it's a really fascinating program with these very young filmmakers putting together these mini documentaries about people that they esteem in their lives.
As they should.
Absolutely. And then we've got some new films opening up here as well. So we have Red Joan, which stars Judi Dench, the Academy Award-winning Dame Judi Dench. And she plays the character is actually played by a young actress in the young days. And she's
so it goes back and forth in time, sort of like that.
Exactly. And she's a student in college and gets involved with some very intense things in the World War II era. And then very late in her life, as Dame Judi Dench tends to play those characters at this point, she gets picked up for sabotage.
Her past comes back to haunt her.
That's right.
Always the case when you're in the spy business.
And espionage. So it's a dramatic, dramatic film, and it opens tomorrow. Wild Nights with Emily stars Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live, one of my favorite performers on Saturday Night Live.
One of the funniest ever to come out during that era.
Absolutely.
Her superstar method always always got to me.
That's true. And in this case, she plays Emily Dickinson, which seems like kind of a surprise, but it's a little bit of an off-the-wall creation of the Emily Dickinson character that actually resonates quite significantly, but she's not the very straight-laced and mysterious kind of woman.
No, not really that tragic figure that most people associate Emily Dickinson with in her work. And
exactly.
Especially towards the end of her life.
And it's called Deceptively Smart and approaches an oft-investigated subject in a unique and utterly entertaining way and vantage point. So Wild Nights with Emily is definitely something not to be missed. And if you're a fan of Terry Gilliam, who was one of the original Monty Python guys and a really great director, he's been trying for over 20 years to make the film The Man Who Killed Don Quixote.
Yeah, this movie has probably had more false starts than any film in history. They've canceled production at least, probably twice.
Absolutely, as has been well underway. But the current version, which again Terry Gilliam has worked to bring to the screen, stars Adam Driver as Toby, and he's a cynical advertising director who finds himself trapped in an outrageous delusion of an old Spanish shoemaker.
Which is what you expect from a Terry Gilliam film to begin with. You know, his always film was on the delusional side.
And it fits with the Don Quixote character. And Jonathan Pryce plays that Spanish shoemaker. So the reviews on this are really fun. It's the best and exuberant work of Terry Gilliam. And it's not always disciplined, but that can make it kind of
fun.
But
you can still breathe
a
sigh of relief that you probably said, like, I finally got this work that I've been so passionate for. It's finally on the screen.
Absolutely, absolutely. The final film that we're opening up this week is Trial by Fire, which is a true-to-life Texas story about the unlikely bond between a death row prison inmate and a mother of two from Houston, played by Laura Dern. And Laura Dern is a really super compelling actress. And Trial by Fire burns with a righteous fury that spreads right off of the screen. So it's a compelling story based on a true case, but the filmmaking here is excellent, and it is an inspirational piece. We have a limited engagement of a film that I got to see at the Seville European Film Festival called Sunset. It's directed by Laszlo Nemes, who also did Son of Saul, which was a very well-received film. And this is set in Budapest in 1913, so it's before World War I. It takes place in and around a hat shop in downtown Budapest, and it's a really interesting character study of a family, of a town, of things that are going on that you don't see on the surface, but they come out in a very interesting way. And Sunset, it may not have the impact of Son of Saul, but it's just a wonderful, beautiful film, and it's great to see this director Laszlo Nemes back on the big screen with a really compelling film. So go check that out. Wine Wednesday continues with Amelie, which is the great classic.
How has been the response for this Wine Down Wednesday? Is it mostly just about the movies or the wine or combination of the two?
It's definitely a combination of the two, and we're thrilled. And Amelie is just a charming, wonderful, wonderful film. So that's going to be Wednesday at 7:00, and then the AARP, the retirement
American Association
Group,
of Retirement Persons,
has their first original film, Care to Laugh, and it's going to be screened on Thursday, a week from today at 7:00. So go check that out.
And we got a special guest involved in this. Particular movie, don't
That's
we?
Right. Someone that is a very, very familiar to WEMU
a
listeners.
Big friend of WEMU for many, many years. Mr. B is going to be there.
That's right. Mark Barnes is going to be doing his boogie woogie piano as part of this presentation. Again, a week from today at 7:00 at the Michigan Theater.
Mark your calendars. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, filling in for David Farron. I'm sitting across from Russ Collins, and just all the movies that have been coming out of Michigan State Theater lately have been great. Cinetopia continues. In fact, we got a lot of great movies that are still going on these days, don't we?
Yeah, The Chaperone, which is a Julian Fellowes film, the guy that did Downton Abbey. Amazing Grace, the Aretha Franklin concert film. You can't miss that. Tolkien, which is about the Lord of the Rings guy that did The Hobbit.
The Lord of the Rings guy is, you know, all the fans would want to say.
That's right. And if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, not the kind of thing we usually do, but we thought we should do this film because
still,
it's extremely compelling.
Still, how does it feel that, you know, your state theater is contributing to what could be the biggest movie of all time?
Yeah, that's pretty fun. It really is.
I mean, it's getting pretty close to Avatar's all-time record last time I checked. It's only off by about, you know, I think about $500 million, but still.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme, it could happen.
Yeah, and our role in the community is to play award-worthy films, mostly that don't get seen otherwise.
Right,
obviously,
of course.
The Endgame is going to be seen, but it definitely fits that award-worthy category.
It could.
So
it very well
we're
could.
We're very happy about that. Well, opening at the Multiplex, talking about stuff that isn't always award-worthy, but can be a lot of fun. John Wick, Chapter 3.
Keanu Reeves, the boogeyman himself, is back for another round of bang, bang, shoot, shoot, and ask questions if you feel like it.
Yeah, he plays a super assassin that is run up against the assassin community.
It just shows that if you mess with a man's dog and mess a man's car, just make sure the guy does not know how to assassinate so efficiently in his case. But
that's right. Well, something that's completely different on the scale is a follow-up to the film A Dog's Purpose, which was a very warm family film. And this new film, the sequel, is A Dog's Journey. So you can go check that out at the local multiplex. And then follow up on The Fault is in Our Stars is a film called The Sun is Also a Star, which is a teenage romance drama. And two young people are about to be separated by a deportation order. And
they only have about one day to really, you know, fall in love, is my understanding.
That's right. And romance transcends, as it
well as it always
should.
Does, it should.
Absolutely.
Well, Russ, again, good luck on with Cinematopia. You only got about 2 days left, and then...
We got 4 days
left. 4 days left.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, yeah, go check it out. Go check out films here in Ann Arbor. Go check out films in Royal Oak and Detroit. And Cinetopia is going to come to a really thrilling end with Autonomy. Get your tickets. Take your family and go check it out. Cinetopia 2019 is wrapping up here, but you got 4 more days to see great films from all over the world.
Excellent. For Russ Collins, I'm Matt Hobson with Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Cinema Chat. We'll see you at the theaters.